Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
An Altadena man has a big bear living under his home.
I hear him moving around. He's right underneath the kitchen.
He's a big boy.
He's huge.
LA County leaders argue over a move to ban ICE agents from wearing masks.
There is no action that's being taken. It's more, quite frankly, propaganda.
A ray of hope for long-suffering UCLA football fans. The team gets a new coach.
He's very charismatic. He's got a lot of integrity, and I think he's a guy that recruits are going to want to play for.
Welcome to the LA Local for Monday, December the 1st, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, James Tuck. Coming up on The Local, sending letters to Santa in Duarte and hoping for a reply, a move to clamp down on what one supervisor calls the authoritarian police wearing face masks. And could we be about to see a new era for the Bruins? I know a lot of people who hope so. But first, we're following the principle, if it roars, it leads. A man from Altadena is now sharing his home with a huge bear, who is living in the crawl space under the house. Our Karen Adams talked with homeowner Ken Johnson.
So Ken, when did you notice that he was around?
I saw him on a camera going through the trash. And the next morning, I had already placed a camera on the wall looking down at the crawl space, because back in June, I noticed it was destroyed. I mean, the bricks were ripped up and the wooden frame and the metal mesh was all just destroyed. So I put a camera there just to see what was going on. And since June, there hasn't been anything. But then that Tuesday morning last week, I saw him walk by, rip it all up again, and crawl under there for a few minutes, and then crawl back out and go down the driveway. And I caught that all on camera, and I thought it was over. But then he came back Thursday morning and left again and came back Friday. And the last I know, he's been in there since 6 o'clock Saturday morning. Except he came out last night for 20 minutes to rummage the trash again.
So he has literally set up shop under your home. This is his home now.
He's under there, yeah.
Can you hear him at night?
I hear him moving around from the kitchen. He's right underneath the kitchen where I feed the cat. So the cat was sniffing at a vent that goes down there. And, of course, you hear the movement when he moves around down there hitting the pipes, and it's very discerning. When it growled, that cat was nowhere to be found in the house when the bear growled underneath.
So how often has it growled?
A couple times, well, just recently. But the first time was when I didn't see it on the camera anymore because the batteries were dead. And I don't know. I don't know if it's still there or where it is. So I snuck around the house to try to grab that camera. And I just kind of looked in the hole and I heard that big old growl. And I just ran. Then I replaced the batteries by grabbing it off the wall from the other side.
So you actually set up cameras so you can monitor when it goes in and out.
Coming and going, yeah.
And it seems like it's been living here.
Yep, since Tuesday.
You seem nervous. You're right.
I am.
And what has Fish and Wildlife? It's been hard getting
The sheriff here has been very quick and responsive and helpful, but they really can't do anything. And I've talked to some firemen who have given me a little bit of advice. Everybody says you got to contact Fish and Game. And I called the numbers, but because it was a holiday weekend, all I got was a recording to call back on business hours. So I finally got to them today, and they just said go on the website, californiawildlife.california.gov.
And do what?
And then fill in a report, and a biologist will look at it. But even it said there's been so much sightings and work that it may be a while till we can get back to you. So I'm stuck with that bear under there.
He's a big boy.
He's huge. It's not like the neighbor was just calling him a Volkswagen bear. I don't think he's that big, but if you can imagine one of those large trash cans that everybody has here in LA County, you tip one of those on its side about that big.
And he's tagged.
He's tagged, yep. I can't read the tag. I don't get that close.
I can't believe they told you to get the tag number. I'm like, I'm just going to hug up on the bear. Okay. And how has it been living here? You can't enjoy your outside.
Well, fortunately, my front door and my car are close together, and I don't have to go around that side. I always just kind of look to make sure it's not coming out before I get in the car. At this point, he's calmly just staying there. I just thought there would be some experts that could help me find out how to get him out.
Well, the fact that he's living there, they need to come out and get it.
Yeah.
And put it back in the mountains because it thinks that's his home now.
Right. And like, how long is it going to think that's its home?
Well, for as long as...
Right, as long as...
There's food. I mean, he comes out at night.
Yeah. And I don't have a lot of trash because, you know, I eat out a lot and there's some food wrappers in there and empty cat cans.
Ken says he still wants to evict this bear squatter. The LA County's supervisors are set to vote tomorrow on a law that would ban ICE and other law enforcement from wearing masks or hiding their identities.
I think it's very important at this time in history that Los Angeles County makes it very clear that we are opposed to a secret authoritarian police.
That's Supervisor Janice Hahn. But state lawmakers have already passed a similar law, and they're being sued by the Trump administration over it. We talked to the chair of the Board of Supervisors, Catherine Barger, who doesn't see the point of the new county ordinance.
It's sending a false sense of I don't even know what to the community, because at the end of the day, these are just simply empty words. There's no way that this can be enforced at the state or at the local level. And I find it, I don't want to say ridiculous, but it is sending a false sense of security to individuals. What I've said all along, because I know Supervisor Hahn has been talking about, even I have concerns.
Here's what she's referring to there.
That was one of the very first things that even our chair of the Board of Supervisors, Catherine Barger, brought up in the beginning, was she was concerned that people were impersonating a law enforcement officer and committing crimes.
Barger wanted to make clear that she was not speaking in support of what her colleagues are doing.
My concern centered around those that are impersonating ICE agents, and I feel that ICE agents and all agents should have to have some sort of ID available and fully in view when they are enforcing, because there are bad players out there who are taking advantage of a community that's already nervous about the enforcement that's taking place in the community, and I feel that they're going to be taken advantage of. So in that context, Supervisor Hahn is correct, but when this came up before the board and I asked about enforcement, there is no law enforcement agency that will enforce this type of rule. And by the way, I don't even think it is enforceable, because last time I checked, the federal arm trumps everything else as it relates to state and local.
And that is the response that Homeland Security has already given to this prospect, the same basis on which they're suing the state over the state law. So I guess your argument is it's probably not worth it, too, to subject the county to the cost of defending a lawsuit when the state's already fighting that battle.
Well, yes, subjecting the county to the cost, but also subjecting the public to this false sense that we have the authority to tell people to or ICE agents or federal agents that they can't wear masks. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. And, you know, it's similar to when we declared a state of emergency against ICE. Our counsel told us clearly that this was going to create more problems and it was going to help. And it was not even going to do anything. And I stand behind my vote on that as well. Once again, we're telling our constituents one thing, but we're not backing it up with any action. There is no action that's being taken. It's more, quite frankly, propaganda, as far as I'm concerned.
Barger tells our Alex Silverman she thinks the move does have the votes to pass. It would require a second vote next week, then take effect 30 days later. Unless, of course, there's a lawsuit. And now for something completely different, what one KNX anchor used to call a sports ball story. It can be a miserable thing being a UCLA football fan. The program has fallen on hard times, but has now announced a new coach for next season as the Bruins try to compete in the Big Ten. The new hire is the current coach of James Madison, Bob Chesney, who has had a stellar record at the lower levels of college football, winning multiple championships along the way. I got more from the man who broke this, UCLA beat writer Ben Bulch of the LA Times. Just tell me how you think UCLA fans will react to this, a guy who's had a lot of experience at lower levels. What's the buzz out there, you know, since you broke the news? Are people happy? Are people, you know, scratching their heads?
Well, the early returns on social media and the message boards are very positive for this hire for UCLA. And I think with good reason, they're taking an approach that they haven't taken in basically 50 years. They haven't hired a sitting head coach since they brought in Pepper Rogers in the 1970s. But as I wrote today, it's an approach, and obviously the college football world is very different now, but it's an approach that's worked in the past. Pepper Rogers had success. Tommy Prothero had success before him, and Red Sanders, the most successful UCLA coach of all time, had their greatest success. So, you know, if you go on track record alone, great hire.
So he's had success at the low level. Does it matter that maybe not at the highest level yet? You've got to spot potential, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two ways of looking at it. I mean, there have been coaches from the group of five level that have gone on and tried to, you know, win at the higher level and have failed. And there have been others who've been successes. So it's always a crapshoot. There's nothing guaranteed. But I just like the fact that he's won at every level. And if you watch him speak and, you know, go on YouTube and listen to some of his press conferences, he's very charismatic. He's got a lot of integrity. And I think he's a guy that recruits are going to want to play for. And frankly, donors are going to want to give money to. So I think that they made a bold move here. I think they hired somebody with a lot of charisma who's going to be able to galvanize this fan base.
And from his point of view, Bob Chesney, I mean, this is great for him. I mean, there's so no downside to this, or is there? You know, because if you'll be in high profile straight away, and a team that may, well, very soon from next season, be playing at SoFi. I mean, there's no downside for him, is there?
Well, the only downside is if they don't win, but, you know, just from, you know, a prestige standpoint, a financial standpoint, I mean, my understanding, he was making less than $1 million a year at James Madison. And, you know, now he stands to maybe make 10 times that or more, you know, at UCLA. And he's going to have a lot of resources. He's going to have a fan base that's going to want to do everything to support him. So, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons for him to be optimistic that he could be, you know, the kind of quote unquote savior that UCLA football has been thirsting for so many years.
So let's hear from the new coach who still has to finish off this season with James Madison. Here he is talking about his philosophy on a video for the Harbor Coaching Academy.
I realized usually when I show up for these football programs, they're not doing too well. And ultimately, that was at the crux of it, is that I just felt there was no confidence. So I was like, all right, let's just start building some confidence. But I realized you really can't unless there's some sort of success. Right. So the teams that are in that sort of vortex, right? And it just spins. You can almost feel
what do you call the vortex.
Yeah, you feel the electricity. You can almost, you want to touch it and you can feel, right. But they're in it. It's just Tuesday for them.
Right.
But for you, you're like, man, how does that happen? So to me, it's that ability to celebrate little successes. And then you watch someone just kind of sit up a little taller, mm-hmm. you know, swell up a little bit more with pride. And they want to then build that confidence. They want to then repeat that success.
Mm-hmm. UCLA really is in that vortex. And hopefully he is the guy to yank them out of it. Not least for my KNX producer colleague, the loyal and long-suffering Bruins fan, Donald Morrison. Here's hoping. Right now on the mighty 97.1 KNX, we're airing a series of holiday reports called, in a punny way, KNXmas. Why not? KNXmas. And in that jolly holly spirit, you may not get a chance to see Santa in person, but exchanging letters with the big guy could be the next best thing for kids in Duarte. More on who can take part from our Larry Perel.
And that's if you live in the city of Duarte and you're under the age of 10. Andres Rangel is the assistant to the city manager, and he says they get about 200 letters each year with all kinds of requests.
You know, we get a lot of special presents. We get a lot of special requests. You can imagine horses, special toys. You know, it's always fun to see how creative kids can get.
I like how you said horses.
That was and I quote.
Andres says aside from what the kids want, they should also include some other important information or the letter might not make it.
To make sure that the letter gets sent to the North Pole, just make sure that the letter has your name, phone number, and your address and gets dropped in here at Santa's special mailbox at City Hall.
Rondella says all the letters are read by City Hall staff, with each writing a personal note from Santa back to the kids. City Hall is located at 1600 Huntington Drive. Drop boxes available during business hours just inside the front door.
And dear listener, here is a bombshell revelation. I live in the City of Hope, the City of Health, Duarte. It's actually in the eastern San Gabriel Valley, if you're a bit geographically challenged, which maybe you would be if you lived that far out. But I'm not. And so I heartily back this move. No bar humbug from me. And that's it for this edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. This is James Tuck signing off for now. Good night, good luck, and cheers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.